This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Oh, this is Alec Pierce, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
I want to talk about running backs taken in the NFL draft this past weekend and their viability in fantasy. But first, let's do a little house cleaning, so to speak. 49ers tight end George Kittle has been signed to a 4-year, $76.4 million contract extension. Includes $40 million guaranteed. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. I mean, this eclipses Trey McBride's recent deal, which is kind of crazy considering that Kittle will be entering his age 32 season. You know, he's getting a bit long in the tooth. Last year, Kittle was third and receiving yards for tight ends, led the position in yards per route run. You know, and maybe it's not such a bad deal after all for the 49ers, considering that they no longer have Deebo Samuel, and Kittle's going to have to be a major cog in this offense. And maybe it will mitigate the woes that we've had with Kittle the past couple of years where he's been inconsistent. You know, he's kind of disappeared during games. Maybe without Samuel now, maybe with Kittle, you know, elevated to a higher position in the totem pole and the wide receiver hierarchy, then, you know, maybe we'll get more consistency out of Kittle. Maybe we'll get consistent tight end one numbers out of the vet. Anyway, it's a nice haul for Kittle. It brings some consistency, some stability to the 49ers passing attack. Maintains it. So I guess, you know, I think, you know, it's like when I'm going out of town and I ante up and take my dogs to their favorite kennel. You know, and it's not cheap, but I sleep soundly at night when I'm on the road, knowing that my dogs are safe and sound and happy. So that's probably what the 49ers feel like. That's what I'm saying. So good news on that end for fantasy. And more football news. The Browns signed wide receiver Diontae Johnson to a 1-year contract. Johnson, the former Steeler, former Panther, wasn't able to do much in 2024. His last season of any significance was in 2023. 717 yards. The Browns believe in him enough. They don't mind taking on that malignant tumor in their locker room. Hopefully it doesn't spread. Johnson will likely start opposite Cedric Tillman on the outside with Jerry Jeudy in the slot. Big winner here looks like Joe Flacco, to be honest. Joe Flacco gets more and more attractive as a fantasy option, as a fantasy quarterback, day by day, it seems. I don't think he has any real threat at the quarterback position right now. Unless there's some sort of turnaround with Deshaun Watson. I don't think Pickett's going to threaten him. Shedeur Sanders could threaten him, but it's more likely that, you know, they'll wait and see what happens. And there's another rookie on the roster as well, so he's got to compete with him too. But I think Joe Flacco stands the best chance of being the quarterback for the Browns when the season starts with a pretty decent offense now, or it's shaping up to be. I mean, you got Quinshon Judkins as your running back, as your starting running back. Jerome Ford is out of there as far as I'm concerned. Judkins is a beast. I think he might be the steal of the draft at running back. Nick Chubb unlikely to return. So you buoy that offense with Judkins as your workhorse. Then you got Johnson, who's still a good receiver. He's a good receiver. He's just a diva. He's just a brat. And then Cedric Tillman was working his way up. And then Jerry Jeudy over the middle. Nobody's excited about that, but it'll do. So the big winner there, Joe Flacco, gets some more ammunition. He can actually be decent in fantasy for you this season. Hold out. Hold out in the draft for Joe Flacco. Another signing, another free agency signing. The Steelers signed Robert Woods, wide receiver, formerly of the Texans, to a one-year, $2 million contract. All these old guys finding new life. Woods is 33. Woods played over 60% of the offensive snaps for the Texans just twice in 2024. After doing so 13 times in 2023. I mean, he brings a veteran presence to the Steelers locker room. It's a low risk for the Steelers. Low risk for Woods. He'll be playing alongside DK Metcalf and maybe George Pickens. Maybe this is an insurance signing for George Pickens, who could be on the trade block. In fact, The Athletic's Diana Rossini reports the Cowboys were among the teams interested in acquiring Steelers wide receiver George Pickens. Pickens disgruntled with his current situation. You know, the draft probably changed. You know, probably lessened the interest in Pickens. But he could still go elsewhere, and so maybe that's why they bring Woods in as insurance. If Pickens does go somewhere, hey, the good thing there is, if Pickens does go elsewhere, then it's DK Metcalf through and through. We actually might get a receiver one out of the Steelers' offense this season. We could only hope. Good morning, Harry Snowman. Unless you're saying general manager. I'm assuming GM is good morning. Or General Motors, I guess you could be saying that too. Another free agency signing. It is a free agency signing technically. The Commander signed wide receiver Ja'Cory Brooks, 6'2", 184 pounds. dealt with injury during college. Went to Louisville for his final season, his senior season. Over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns as the Cardinals' leading receiver. You know, doesn't have a high top gear. But he adds depth to that Commanders receiving corps, just more weapons for Jaden Daniels, potentially. If he sticks. And I think he should. So I wanted to talk to you today about the running backs taken in the NFL draft. We talked about quarterbacks yesterday and where they might end up in fantasy drafts or what their value might be like in fantasy. So I wanted to go over running backs today. I mean, the obvious winner here is Aston Jeanty, picked by the Raiders and pick 6 overall of the draft. He joins a backfield with Raheem Mostert, Sincere McCormick, Zamir White, Dylan Lauby, and Chris Collier. Jeanty becomes the lead back the minute he signed his contract. And he's, you know, the front runner to be offensive rookie of the year, potentially. I mean, and where are we taking him in draft? In dynasty drafts, I mean, you can take him 1 overall. You know, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. In regular drafts, he's a first round pick. I mean, just with the unlimited potential he has and kind of the wide open backfield he has there. Immediate path to a ton of carries and a Pete Carroll offense. Are you kidding me? Pete Carroll loves to run the ball. It's great news for Jeanty. And that offense is starting to shape up. You know, they have some more outside threats. Jack Besh, Deontay Thornton Jr., Tommy Mellott, potentially, along with Jacoby Myers, who's already there. And you got Brock Bowers as your tight end. Geno Smith, stalwart presence under center. Things don't look terrible for the Raiders offense and Aston Jeanty right now. After that, Trevaion Henderson, round 2, pick 6, to the New England Patriots. They get that speed that they've been looking for. Antonio Gibson, can throw him in the trash. I mean, you think he'd be like, I mean, at best for Ramondre Stevenson, it's like a 1A, 1B situation. You know, maybe they use Henderson sparingly to start, using Stevenson as their battering ram, using Henderson like the Cowboys used Tony Pollard whenever Zeke Elliott was around. In either case, Henderson will be a fantasy asset right off of the bat. I don't see him having as high value as Aston Jeanty. Maybe in Dynasty, close to. You have to think the days of Ramondre Stevenson in New England aren't long now. But Henderson will offer standalone value. I don't know that I take him as my first back right now. I mean, maybe if you're really feeling froggy, but I mean, I could definitely take him as my second back in redraft leagues. Somebody I could potentially take as my first back, Omarion Hampton, round one, pick 22 to the Chargers. We knew they weren't going to rest on Najee Harris as their only real option in the backfield. Hampton comes in, can do everything Harris can do and more. It's a big boy who can catch passes. They can dominate between the tackles. You can kind of think of it like a J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards situation. Hampton being Dobbins, Edwards being Harris, or Harris being Edwards, rather. But Hampton, I mean, looks like a better fantasy asset than Dobbs. So he's definitely somebody that you can take early in drafts of any sort. I mean, I do think that the Chargers offense is maybe a little bit overrated. I think we see him going here and we think it's going to be all sunshine and lollipops, which it may not be. He's going to get a ton of carries. He's going to get a ton of touches. The Chargers offense isn't necessarily that much better than the Raiders, in my opinion. But I like Hampton as a Charger. Plug him in and play him from the get-go.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The next two picks they weren't picked in this order. I'm just going by potential value and fantasy right now. Quinshon Judkins of Ohio State, drafted by the Cleveland Browns, round 2, pick 4. But the Browns also took Dylan Sampson, round 4, pick 24. These are different backs for sure. Dylan Sampson, a lot smaller. Judkins, almost 6 foot, 221 pounds. Sampson, 5'8", 200 pounds. Could be your thunder and lightning. I mean, what it does is it, I don't know, it takes Ford out of the running for any kind of viability. Judkins, I think, is the better overall player than Sampson. He can catch passes, but he's a bully. There's no man realizing that Judkins is staying in Ohio. Yeah, he doesn't have too far to go. Not terribly exciting in that sense, or really in any sense. Although he, like you said, he will be acclimated to the weather there. Ford still the third down back. Maybe so. Better pass blocker for now. Pass blocking is one of those things, though, that can be coached up. I don't think that necessarily keeps Judkins off the field for third downs, at least for the entire season. I really like Judkins in fantasy. Throughout the process, the draft process, he got higher and higher for me in the running back rankings just because of his size and his versatility and good speed. 4.48, 40. They're going to have to rely on him a lot. Samson less unsure, just because I think he may have to compete more with the Jerome Ford for touches. Judkins, you at least have the short goal line touches, short yardage goal line touches. Can't really say that for Samson. As far as fantasy goes, I'm drafting Judkins right up there with a Henderson or a Hampton. I am. I'd be happy to have any of them. And I think their situations are all fairly similar. It was a deep running back draft. It's going to give you a lot of options in fantasy, which is a good thing. After that, guy who I see as being really potentially viable in fantasy, Basil Tuten out of Virginia Tech, taken by the Jaguars. We compared him to C.J. Spiller, Justin Forsett, Daryl Henderson. Tuten's 5'9", over 200 pounds, 206 pounds, so not tiny. 4'3", 240, fast. Etienne's in trouble in Jacksonville. In big trouble. If he even stays on the team. Tank Bigsby, I guess, could retain goal line touches. But I wouldn't be surprised if they kept Tuten in there for those touches as well. He's not tiny. He's smaller, but he's not tiny. And he's so fast. Speed kills in the NFL these days. Offers another pass-catching option out of the backfield for the Jags. Sucks for Etienne. I mean, hopefully he can find another home elsewhere. You know, get a new lease on life. But it doesn't look good for him in Jacksonville. I'm not touching with a 10-foot pole in fantasy this season. You know, maybe if he drops considerably in your draft, maybe down to the double-digit rounds, would I bother with Etienne at this point? At least that Etienne. After Tuten, Caleb Johnson to the Steelers. This is a good pick. It actually offers a two down back in fantasy on the Steelers. Now Johnson, a big boy, 6 foot, 224 pounds. A little bit slower, 4.57 40, but that's okay. Maybe the closest thing to the bust we've seen in Pittsburgh in a while. But it helps me breathe easier. I was not happy about drafting Jaylen Warren in fantasy. Or Kenneth Gainwell. Johnson, to me, is elevated above both of these guys. Jaylen Warren couldn't hold off Najee Harris. He's not going to be able to hold off Caleb Johnson. Johnson, another guy who I think can offer good fantasy value in his rookie season. I mean, I guess Austin Jeantie is, you know, in a tier by himself, but right behind him, Hampton, Henderson, Judkins, Johnson, all of those guys could offer similar fantasy value in their rookie seasons. It's a good get by the Steelers. And Caleb Johnson immediately slots in as their first two down back. So I love that for him. Love that for his fantasy outlook. Cam Scadabo. This might be one of the splashier picks concerning fantasy output, possible fantasy output. Scadabo goes to the Giants team that has Tyrone Tracy as their lead back right now. Scadabo's bigger. 5'9", 219 pounds. Slow as all get out. 4'7", 40 thereabouts. But we've seen what he can do as a bully. Just smashing through the line. And he's going to be playing with his chip on his shoulder. He always does. Along with Tracy, he's going to have to contend with the likes of Devin Singletary, we know, and Eric Gray and Dante Miller. But, I mean, right off the bat, Scadabo, I mean, what is he? He's a 1B to me right off the bat. A compliment to Tyrone Tracy, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe they use Scadabo as the battering ram first two downs, and then, you know, use Tracy on third downs, passing plays. But Scadabo could potentially have just as much value as any of these other backs I mentioned in his rookie season. So a good get for them, good landing spot for Scadabo. Another guy I like in fantasy, another running back I like, Jaden Blue out of Texas to the Cowboys. Blue is on the smaller side, 5'9", 196 pounds, but super fast, 4.34 40. Takes Deuce Vaughn out of the conversation immediately. Comps that we had for him, Devon Achane, Nyheim Hines, not quite as impressive, but still don't hate it. I mean, it was an interesting pick by the Cowboys. I was hoping they'd go with a bigger back. You know, I was hoping they'd maybe go with a Judkins. I think he would have been a perfect fit there. But Blue comes in as a pass-catching option, third down option, a complement to either Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders I mean, none of those guys, neither of those guys are as electric as Blue is. You could see them using one of those two as their top two down back, first two down back, and using Blue kind of like they used Tony Pollard when he was a Cowboy. So Blue, while I don't see him having as much upside as the other guys I've talked about just yet, I think he's going to have standalone value in this backfield. I mean, there is a clear path to touches for Blue. A couple of unintimidating options in front of him in Dallas. And if he can be a cog in that offense, it's a great offense. It's one of those offenses you just want pieces of. Potentially the best offense that a running back with fantasy viability has landed on thus far in the draft. So don't sleep on Blue. I think if there is a dark horse to top all these guys in fantasy production, it is Blue, potentially. I mean, I don't think he'll get Genty numbers, but he could compete. Other guys I like, Damian Martinez, drafted 223rd overall by the Seahawks. I thought maybe the Cowboys would have taken him. Averaged 6.2 yards per carry across 514 career attempts. That's power. And he brings power and physicality to Seattle. I mean, they have good running backs already. That's the only thing. He's not guaranteed significant touches in that backfield. But he offers what both of their current running backs do, and one player. So, I mean, it's a depth signing for Seattle, as they still have Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, Kenny McIntosh, George Halani back there. But Damian Martinez has worked his way up, for sure. I mean, and we know Kenneth Walker is prone to injury. Kenneth Walker gets injured. Perhaps they give Martinez significant touches behind Zach Charbonnet. You know, it's not as clear as a path to fantasy relevance as some of these other backs, but you know, if you squint, you can see it. So those are the guys that I really like as far as fantasy goes this season. Other potential running backs who could have some fantasy value: Trevor Etienne as a Panther. You know, don't know if Jonathan Brooks will be the same player that he was in college. There's a path to touches for Etienne in Carolina behind Chuba. Also, Breshard Smith, now Kansas City Chief. I mean, I feel like there's always opportunities for touches for Kansas City backs. Smith, a smaller back, 5'9", 194 pounds, 4'3", 940. We comped him to Bucky Irving, Avery Williams. I mean, maybe he's this year's Jerick McKinnon for the Chiefs, or better. Definitely room for him to grow on that offense. Definitely a path to touches, significant touches. He's the kind of running back that Andy Reid loves. Smaller back, who can catch passes. So look out. Look out for Smith in Kansas City. So those are the viable running backs in fantasy for me right now out of the draft. You know, maybe things will change throughout practices throughout the offseason. But those are the guys I like. Hopefully, we're the guys you like. The Roster Watch guys, that is. Stay tuned for Alex and Cody in a couple of hours with more fantasy gold. Until then, it's been the Trash Man. Be ready.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.